Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Go on, Kara, say hello.
Hey, bitches, how are you?
Not that your podcast anyway, but you were going to jump up off that seat.
I know, I'm so excited to be here.
So, go on, Carly.
If you don't know that voice, it is that of the beautiful, as yous would know, are painted by Kara. Kara Ryan is in the studio with us today. She is the co-host of...
Rent
no,
free
if you
podcast.
Don't know my podcast, then I'm honestly walking out.
Rent free.
I'm walking out. My brain's at like going blank. I actually can't
That's
even think.
That's not nice,
today.
Isn't it?
No, listen, it's
rent
fine.
Free.
I'm so, thanks so much for having me on, guys. I'm leaving. God,
I've been obsessed with you since day one. Since
oh my
you
God,
your
I'm
shot in your mouth on TikTok. So I'm here with you, girl. However, Carly's a two-faced fuck.
I'm not.
Look at her.
Too good for me.
And she's going to blame the monster again and keep twiddling at the can now.
Actually, Rebecca Kelly, I'm going to call you out. You know half the time when someone asks me what the name of my podcast is, I say everywhere we go. My brain just doesn't
Well,
work.
I had to Google it because someone asked me and I was like, do you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, what's the name of it? I was like, let me just go into my favourites on Spotify. And I was like, oh yeah, it's called That's What I Heard.
It's because no offence, because I tell people God. That I have
Kara
to
do because she remembers everything about everyone, so do take offence to me. Yes, you do.
No, it's so, I'm actually so insulted because I'm such a big fan of this podcast. Like,
what did I say to you before we started though?
Oh,
I don't listen to podcasts.
No, you actually don't, to be fair. She did say that. She's like, I don't listen.
Well, I've said it 100 times.
I'm a massive fan of podcasts. I listen to every Irish podcast as well. Like, I feel like I'm just like real nosy.
Kara, love, what's the story, Kara? So I'm very nosy now, and you're going to call me a fake follower because I haven't followed you on TikTok since day one. But let everyone know the background story from how you started to getting where you're at now, baby.
My TikTok story is actually kind of funny. So I'm obviously a COVID influencer.
Oh, like me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. I think a few of us kind of survived, a few of them dropped off, and then a few of us kind of survived and thrived. Mm-hmm. But I was one of the ones that happened to make it through that kind of gap and actually managed to make a living out of it. And I started back when, like, you know, when like the 16-year-olds on TikToks were like, oh no, you're not allowed to be on TikTok if you're over the age of like 20.
Yeah.
So I was kind of that era where like my cousin was like 16 and he was like, it's so embarrassing that you're on TikTok right now. And I was like, what? Why is this embarrassing?
So young still.
I know. I was like a fucking baby anyway. Can I curse on this?
Yeah, of course you can. Sure.
You're
winding me up.
You have to be insane.
You know what's mad now? She's at the same, and I'm a fan. Are you a fan?
No, sorry, I actually am. I don't know why I said
I'll
that.
I'll donate my See You Next Tuesday to you as well.
I was going to say, you don't use that word.
We're
allowed
tree. You're
allowed tree.
Have mine.
We're allowed as many as we want now
three
because we're leaving.
Do you know what? We don't even need a sponsor. I fucking say what you want.
Three a day. Yeah, no, that because that word is a bit, yeah. Oh. So yeah, it started off like that, and then I was seeing someone at the time and I'd be doing like all the little TikTok dances, like very embarrassing, doing all the TikTok dances, and he'd be like, Scarlet for you, like everyone was like,
oh my God, he was a hater.
Scarlet for you. Yeah, everyone's like, this is so fucking embarrassing, like what are you doing, why are you doing this? And then I don't know, one of my videos like just started getting views because there wasn't many people from Ireland on it, so I think like whoever downloaded the app from Ireland, I'd kind of be on their For You page.
Of course, and then the Americans get a sniffy and they love the Irish as well, so I'd say that
Americans
really
get a sniffy.
Yeah. I have low, like 33% of my following is American as well.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, it's really weird. But then I start doing like these, if you go back on my page, I don't even do makeup like this anymore, but I used to do these mad Halloween looks, like paint myself all red as the devil and all. Like now I only do
oh my God, that's so exciting, because I didn't know that was like the content that you would have done.
I did. Oh, yeah,
like
Doja
Cat going around painting herself
no,
red.
Literally, I used to do all that, and then I did like fucking Harley Quinn and all these kind of different dress, like fancy dress
legal
makeup, whatever it's called. Now I only do like kind of
A smoky brown.
Yeah, pretty girl glam. Yeah, like, I'm not really into the mad makeup anymore. But it was just kind of from that. And then I managed to get... One of my videos went viral because of my lips. I put up like a transition video. So the I think what made it go like so big is that I'd look shit at the start of the video. So like, I wouldn't brush my hair. I'd have like, I used to have really, really bad cystic acne. Did you see my
private story the other day? I've never seen your skin really bad.
Oh my God. Did you see, I put it up on my private story the other day on Instagram. It was horrifically bad. So people used to be amazed by the fact that I could like cover it up really well.
Creators still use that now anyway.
Get a following. Yeah, it is. So I think people were like, holy shit, the transition from before and after is like insane. And then one of them blew up, but people were like, oh my God, your lips are disgusting. Like, it looks like you got bit by two bees in the lip. Like, yeah.
Did you have bad lip fur?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like it wasn't the best, to be fair. It's died down since, and I've started to go to like an actual clinic where it wasn't like fake filler in my lips or whatever. Or they wouldn't pump like 3 mils into your lips just because you asked at the age of 18. So yeah, it was kind of hate at the start. Yeah, it was a lot of hate at the start.
I think TikTok is just a breeding ground for hate anyway. Like, yeah, it's vicious on TikTok.
Oh, you have to take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, a little bit more cautious on Instagram because there's not as many fake Instagram accounts, but TikTok is just a fucking free for all of false accounts all over the shop. So you get like a heavy amount on that. Well, I know it was, I don't because I don't use it, but people that do often use it get abuse on it. But it's always fake profiles.
I get abuse on it, but I don't really care anymore. Like, I just, the way I view abuse now is like, you're paying for my brand trips, chick.
Yeah,
like
you're contributing to,
you're engaging in my
the homepage
content,
to be real. Yeah,
you're putting this up on the For You page. You're giving me more shares, more engagement.
So do what you want.
So the more you do this, the more brands are going to see it, and the more shit they're going to send me to. So please continue to talk shit. I beg of you, because I'd rather be talked about, bad or good, then be irrelevant, especially in this
All
job.
All publicity is good publicity. Yeah. They always say.
Exactly.
Come here, she's relevant and she's doing what she's doing, Sean, regardless of what people fucking say.
I know. She's bringing me for dinner after this, isn't she?
come here to me. So when did you find that you transitioned from, because like you said, you used to do mad makeup looks and stuff. When did, because TikTok was never really a talking thing. When did you find that really came in?
Yeah, I'm trying to think when I started. No, I started talking on it when I started doing content with my mom, and people kind of loved the mammy content and like the stories I'd be telling. Because again, as you've said already, I'm quite unhinged. I like can just say whatever. So people would be so shocked by the relationship with my mom. And like, what
would
I'd
you
be able
quite
to,
open in front of your mom?
I'd literally be like, oh mom, like guess who I was getting with last night or like whatever. She doesn't really care.
Because
like,
they'd be in your room in your house because you don't go to their house.
No, yeah. So like if I was to like get with a guy, I would not go to his house.
Would you I'm mad at getting a fright, because if I borrow a fella to my front door, my mad elbow to face off.
Did you not bring a guy back to your house before?
Whoa.
Did you not? No, sorry. That was your friend's story.
Now you're going to have people thinking that was fucking me.
I know, yeah, because you said it wasn't you. Sorry.
No, do you know what? I did bring a fella back to my house that I was seeing for months on end, and I brought him back to my house, and me ma bet me around the next day. Elbowed the head up, you fucking cheek you. She's bringing him back to his house. Said, man, I've seen him 5 months. She couldn't give a bollocks. I never fucking met him. The cheek you to bring him to my house. Killed me. While he was in the other room, mind, he could hear a fresh slap getting And here she was, get him out of my gaff. She made a show of me. And not a sliver of remote. She can fuck.
My dad now, like, I'd never ever let my dad know that I had a guy back in the house. So my mom would have
so
to.
So your house is big enough to not let anybody know that you have people in it, because I'm not being funny or not, and I can't bring people to the West Wing, Karen. I have to pass me back when I bring people into
my
house.
No, my room's at the top of the stairs, so I just have to make sure no one's at the bottom of the stairs when I'm.
Oh, direct line, beeline in the house.
She's a secret hero, I love it.
I'd be like to my mom, I'd be like, can you like
cover family?
Can you make sure dad's in the kitchen and distracted while I let this guy out of the house?
Well, see, my mom's the one I have to worry about. No, oh, really? I couldn't bring a fella back. I swear to God, I couldn't bring a fella back to mine. No fucking way, me mad bores me. My brother was never allowed to bring boards back. Never.
Well, see, I think my mom's more comes from, like, she knows that like I'd have quite bad anxiety, so the thoughts of me going back to a guy's house actually makes me riddled with anxiety. Like, I couldn't do it. So I'm like, mom, I gotta get some.
If I'm seeing some of my ma's brand new, but my ma's like, what, some
is she brand new? You're seeing some of her 5 months, you know, and she clattered the head
you
off
never
you.
Came to the house.
Sorry. Also, yeah, that's another thing to add. My you're probably like, Jesus, she's allowed to bring back whoever she wants. I wouldn't just bring back random lads to my house.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to have to know who they are.
I'd only get with guys that I've been seeing anyway. So it kind of be like that anyway. Like, she kind of would half know them, but I wouldn't have introduced them as my boyfriend or anything like that.
Now, we'll see. I was seeing this fella for 5 months, but my ma didn't meet him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I mean. It's like, you're actually at a stage where you probably could bring them over to your house and like...
Yeah.
Be with them, but because you haven't introduced them to your parents, it's just like that kind of awkward stage where it's like, yeah, I don't want to introduce you as my boyfriend yet because maybe they haven't even asked.
Yeah.
And then it's more awkward. It's like, what do we do? Because we are getting with each other and we're only with each other, but your parents obviously don't know that, so they just think you're an absolute whore.
We went from the TikTok.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Content with our mother to us talking about being floozies.
Driving through town and shock, I was late. Mind is our business, by the way. We have the studio for 2 hours, so fuck off. Then I get to O'Connell Street Bridge. The light is green. These people just start walking across at a green light and I'm still going. I was like, surely they're going to stop. So I had to jam on the brake. I stuck at 2 red lights. Then as I was going across the bridge, that light was green. Everyone just kept walking. So I'm stuck in the middle of the road. The bus is trying to come for me and everyone's just waving their hands at me like I wasn't in the wrong. Well, I really was in the right. Like, move the fuck out of the way.
I did just drive and be hooshing people and out my bonnet.
In your bonnet and your tissue sucked your roof.
Was that just like a really long excuse for why you were late today?
No, absolutely not. That's okay. Exactly what happened to me today. Actually? Yeah.
Did you nearly kill him?
No. I had to slow down.
I genuinely would like beat the horn.
Oh no, I drive the car. Yeah. I just inch it. I'm not saying I stick people to me bonnet. I inch it and I'm like, I'm not stopping inching, so you can either get out of my way or sit on my bonnet. It's one or the other, so I'll just keep on moving.
Yeah.
Because they don't believe that roads are roads in town. They just keep on jaywalking all over the kid.
That's so annoying, but I also feel like I do it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah, do you know, like, when I'm walking in town, I'm like, what are they going to do, hit me? But then if I'm in the car, I'm literally, like, beeping my horn, going fucking crazy.
No.
Double standard, I get it. Yeah. 100%.
One little bastard went and they all leapt. I said, oh, there you go now. I said, I'm actually really late for a podcast, and then it stuck me on the other side of the road on O'Connell Street. People coming that way. Then the bus beeping at me. No.
It's all right. It'll all be pedestrianised in about fucking 2 weeks.
Well, I won't be here, so hopefully. What?
Where do you live?
Mind your boxy business. Can you find that online?
Not GDPR.
No, GDPR in the Dublin 12. Drimney.
Drimney, put your hands up.
Oh, that's really near me.
Well, like, that's why I told you I was dropping you home after this, Kara.
Beside the park.
What poxy park?
Phoenix Park. She said you're very close to me. She's from Castleknock.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why haven't you been in my house?
You're right. How is Drimley and Castleknock close to each other?
They are. Like, that's literally like a
down in Bethlehem, like miles out somewhere.
No.
They're only around the corner.
That's really close. That's okay, like perfect. No longer than 10
you
minutes.
You still will never see me again, even though we're neighbours. But
I know.
Look.
That's. Oh yeah, you're going to Australia.
Yeah.
That's really, really sad. I actually said to Sean, before he leaves, that I really want to bring him on a karaoke night, because I don't know if a lot of people know this. I know that this is your podcast, but I'm actually saying this. So Sean, like, every day for the past maybe 2 weeks has been sending me fucking videos of him in his car. He has Do you guys know that he has an amazing singing voice?
Oh yeah,
like,
that he can
absolutely
sing.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. No, not he can sing. God. Like, as in fucking jazzy shit. Like, he's jazzy. So good. Like, you should.
And then step by step when you move. No, in, like that
Carly
kind of
can
jazzy.
Can actually sing very well as well.
Okay, well then you
but
can.
But we can
come
only
on
sing a sentence
match.
And then we go off tune. That's all we can do.
Apps, find the key. Where's the
last? Yeah, we find the key and then we're done.
We can't find the key.
That's
anyway,
what I mean.
I begged him. I was like, "Would you like do a singing video?
Absolutely.
Like,
is
there anything that you do it? No, he's so fucking good. And I was like.
You imagine me sitting down doing a singing video,
Harry, and I love no. you. But if you stuck up a singing video,
well, I'm not.
Never going to. I'm singing videos all the time.
In the shower or something. But
if you sat down and you turned on a backing track and said,
"I know, I'm probably going to record him at this karaoke thing, and I'm going to make him go viral."
Are you just
going
to go together viral. On your own? Like,
no, you're more than welcome to come. It's an open invite.
It's an open invite, bitch. Okay, so basically, she's going to record me and go viral. Jazzy shit. Get used to it. All right.
Absolutely.
That'll make him stay as well.
You will never.
No, it's Sean started a singing career in Australia.
No, I can't wait to sing in Vietnam on karaoke. They won't have a clue what's going on. They won't have a clue. I'll be like, well, sometimes I go home. They'll be like, who the fuck is this nut?
Oh, yes, I'm very funny. In case you haven't noticed, lads, we are all pinging off each other. And I'm a little bit afraid for my online, I was going to say reputation as if I have one, but... There's a high chance of a lot of us being cancelled in this episode.
No, it's not because it's Ian is on fear. The ball yeah, and his
Ian.
Spreadsheet is cancelling us.
Ian
all
has
out.
A Microsoft Word document open, writing down where he has to take out segments.
No, I'm genuinely the worst. I say shit and then I'm like, oh, I can't say that. Sure, I can't. Like, that's not allowed to be said. I don't have that voice in my head that tells me to shut the fuck up. Oh. And I really wish I did, but I don't.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
We do somewhere like in the line-ish.
I think I'm actually very good at pulling the brakes.
Ish.
All right. I think I'm very good at pulling the brakes. I'm much better now than what I used to be. But we were having this conversation before you came in, before you arrived. That, Kieran, do you know the way, like, in every human being, there's that,
in
like,
every
little,
human being, here we go. Kieran it has to be at the body.
In every human being, like, in their brain, they have that thing that says, ah, no, I couldn't do that, Scarlett.
Yeah.
Like, ah,
she
Jesus,
doesn't.
No. It doesn't exist in
this
world.
She doesn't. She doesn't have TikToks.
She doesn't have that voice.
She's just
says,
like, girls,
Kieran,
if you
want
to get a sugar daddy, this is the bar I'm making us for you to go to. Trust me. And she's like, and this one here, no, she's not.
You just lack shame.
I know. Yeah, I actually really do. That's exactly what
you
it
really
is. It's
do.
I have no shame. Like, I remember from my birthday, like, this
here
is actually,
go.
This is so fucking
do you know what I mean?
Bad.
She's so willing to fuck herself under the bus for the sake of entertainment. And I admire you.
Yeah, but no one else
it.
Can yeah. slag you then after that.
No,
so
exactly.
It's like, go fuck
yeah,
yourself.
It's like, you have to slag yourself. Oh, and then what's course. Anyone else going to say?
But Kira, if I done what you do, I would be a millionaire.
Oh.
But no, I swear to God, if I was as willing
well, why don't
to
you do
share...
it then? Because you're looking for money. So
whoa! Okay then!
And on that way, I'll try to do it with you.
No, really though, because if I gave me life experiences and the dreadful things that happened to me, I really would do very,
very
well.
Very tired,
no.
Trying to put all them clips together. Go
to be
for
fair,
Kara.
I do overshare. Like, there's things that I say and I'm like, do I actually need to say that?
I adore that for you because it's great to watch.
My mom and dad don't have a phone, so I think that's a lot of it. Like, sorry. That's like my dad does
Stone
have
age.
A mobile, but he is like useless. He doesn't even know how to turn on and off his internet. So like,
right.
doesn't have a clue.
Right.
My mom has never had a mobile phone. Like, my entire life, her entire life doesn't have a mobile.
How
so
does she function like?
She just like you get her by bird. Like, I don't know.
Does
like,
she have an email that we can
no,
send as a link to her to let her know all this shit?
Nothing. Like, she doesn't have an email. She got an iPad for Christmas. Put in a password for it. Forgot the password. Hasn't used the iPad. Hasn't used the iPad since.
No.
Like,
that's what we call privilege.
No. She's just so useless. Like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna get myself this because I don't have a phone. Like, I'm gonna have something to like watch it on. And like, she just doesn't use it. So she knows I'm mad anyway. Though, like,
does she have
just,
a little boner?
No, she doesn't have anything.
Nothing.
Like, she has
so
never
ring
had.
The woman.
No, like, she has our house phone, which we still have.
Do you still have
do
a house phone?
We have a landline.
We have a landline.
Fuck off.
Yeah, like.
That's brilliant.
Our house was built in like the 1800s. I think they still had them around then. No,
we have big Victorian yokes as well.
Oh, no, it's
you've
not.
Got a big huge
it's
house.
Not, it's not.
Oh,
I
she
actually don't.
Stop lying.
I'm not. I wish I was. No, seriously, if any brands want to collab, I have no fucking
Sean.
Money.
Hold on a minute. Let me tell you something, Kira. Don't come into our podcast studio and then start asking for brands to collaborate with you when
well,
we
you,
can't even get a podcast sponsor on this podcast.
So
let me. And she's coming in. Do you know what?
Do you know what, Ian? What minute is that? Cancel her out asking for brand chips. tarnishes, whatever you name it. Get the bow. No.
I have no idea what I was talking about.
No idea.
Talking
you're trying to take money off us.
You were going to tell a story and I couldn't say that.
Oh, sorry, yeah. My birthday. Go. So for, I think it was my 22nd birthday. I'm the kind of person that I've had about 3 or 4 21st birthdays. I love parties.
She's like my sweet 16, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
horse
yeah,
and all that. Coming around yeah, and the elephants. Yeah,
like my 16th birthday was insane. Like there was people like doing fucking pills in my back garden and all. Oh. I don't know if you can keep that in, Ian. Sorry.
You
but, like,
can keep it in, yeah, fresh.
It was wild. So ever since then, I was like, okay, I have to keep up the trend. So my 21st birthday, the week before, I get gifted from, what? Oh, I don't know if you're I should 16? Say the brand. No, this was my, no, my 21st. I don't know if I should say the brand, but like a really, really, really high-end brand
yeah.
sent me out a handbag.
Right.
Bye.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sent me out a handbag.
Who was it? I can't read lips. Who is it? No, who the fuck? I still don't know what you're doing.
I'll tell you after. So they sent me out a handbag, right? And like everyone on my Instagram, I got so many followers. They're like, oh my God, what the fuck? How'd she get that handbag? I actually was kind of like, how the fuck did I get that handbag?
Go on.
So I was like, oh my God, this is unreal. And then the following week was my birthday. So I got locked. My mom and dad have a pub in town. I got absolutely
fucked. Have a pub in town.
Yeah.
Told you she was a Nepo baby.
What's that, man?
Not with the money.
You know what? User, first of all, fake followers because you know nothing about
Hold
me.
Hold on a minute. Don't start again. Let me tell you something.
No, oh my God.
Who the fuck knew you owned the pub?
I'm just saying this story now because I'm not going to get a word in. Basically, I put up a story of me and my two friends with our arses out on the bar of the
of your mom and dad's
of
pub.
My mom and dad's pub, the upstairs bar, because I had the whole place rented upstairs, and put it on my story. Went around to people, they were like, why did you just put your arsehole on your Instagram story? You have followers, did you not just get gifted from a really high end brand last week? And I was like, whoa, wait, that's very true actually. I was very like true. That you are not lying to me right now. Maybe I should take that down. I was twisted drunk and I was like, this is so funny, like all of our hoops.
There's the arsehole hanging one of them.
And then I did it again. I went to a wedding recently and I did it again. I put my my arse and 8 other girls' arses on my Instagram stories.
Yeah, but see now that's like aesthetic. Now it's like girls having fun, like that's like that's a genre now, so you're allowed to
what,
do it now.
Arse is hanging out.
Yeah.
That's a genre.
Girls sitting on the corner of pills with their arses.
You go to a wedding. Hey, girls, why don't you all just stick your arses out in the middle of the wedding? That's not a genre. Don't be talking. That's
TikTok genre now.
That's posh girls being white girl wasted. That's crazy shit. That's bizarre behaviour. Who goes to a wedding to take their arses out?
I know,
out?
Excuse
it's me.
Weird. But like,
have you seen the clothes that girls are wearing now?
Yeah.
And have you seen my arse also?
A little bit of the cheek.
What is it?
Have you seen my arse also?
I've seen the ditties and woo, mommy's milk. Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm actually wearing a see-through top as well today.
Oh, no, always wear a see-through top.
She
has
rubbing her little nipple since she came in, looking at me, she gave me the eye.
And you know what the worst part is he will not leave you alone because he loves it.
No, she loves it. I know. Yeah. She loves a gay boy and she told me she wants to have sex with me.
Yeah. Oh, I would definitely, I'm not going to lie, I definitely would get with Sean.
Seeing as you fucking went and got engaged behind my back.
Congratulations, producer Ian got engaged.
Congratulations.
Seeing as you went and got engaged behind my back, go fuck yourself. I have a girl here now, all right? So I'm straight now. So basically, we're going to have lovely posh kids and we're going to have our christening in her mom and dad's bar, okay?
Oh, and that is actually sounds stunning.
She's hanging out a lot. Nappy's getting flung
well,
around
I
the place.
Well, I won't be having my arse cheeks hanging out because my arse is like a fucking warm bag of muesli. So I will not have my arse out.
I don't know why I'm about to get an extension. I don't know why. Warm bag of muesli
no,
about
it
this.
Is. It's like a bag of custard.
There
badly,
you go.
I look like I was badly poured. That's why.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
You'll never catch me nailed on Instagram. So, yeah, basically, what I want to know is, right, let's just start from like...
From the start.
Not really from the very beginning. I don't need to know your life story.
I know, I feel like so many people ask me that and I'm like, I don't really have much of
just
an
interest.
Just watch our
TikTok.
No,
I dropped out of school. I feel like not a lot
did
of people know that, yeah.
No, I didn't know this. No,
I
fill me in.
I've seen this on a video that you put up before.
Yeah,
so, my thing is more so the internet side of things. Like, were you a Bebo girl?
No.
A Bebo
no.
girl?
No.
Did you have Bebo?
I'm 23, so
oh,
I think I was
did you not
young.
Even have Bebo?
No. I think I was like the last phase of it.
Oh
I don't really remember
God,
having
I am
it.
So fucking old. Kira, what age are you?
23.
Yeah.
And she had 70 and 21 since then. So 21, 24, 21 since then.
Oh my God. Right. So that's that question. Facebook girl.
Yeah, I had Facebook.
Right. And would you have been like, would you have been active on Facebook? Social media wise, would you have been active?
Yeah, like Facebook, like if you go. Oh
were you popular
God,
on
my
Facebook?
Facebook was so bad. Yeah, like I used to accept everyone and like add everyone. Like, and you know, you'd be going to the.
That's not really popular. That's desperate. Like, were you popular
rights.
Like by not.
I don't think I had followers on Facebook. No, okay, I was the kind of person on Facebook that I used to get in shit because my mom and dad didn't have a phone. Like, my mom's friends and cousins would be like, calling my mom and being like, hey, did you see what Kira posted? Like, so I'd tell my mom that I was going out, like, wearing this outfit with a hoodie and, like, a pair of tracksuits. I was like, I'm going to a party like this. And then, like, I'd take off the clothes, obviously, and I'd have, like, a bralette on and, like, a skirt. At 14, when I had little bee stings, careful what you wish for, because I tried to get my tits out when I had none, and then suddenly I have fucking double G's. They're not actually double G's. They're only little small things, but, well, they're not small, but they're...
Do you know what size my tits are?
What?
Well, one is...
One is... I'm gonna say it, but you got there first.
One is made out of hard materials, and the other is down around my stomach,
making a cup of tea in the kitchen.
Mom as well, because I was breastfed for so long. I was breastfed until I was 3 years of age. Until I was three, I had teeth. No, I swear to God, I think that's why I'm so intelligent now.
Are you
I was
no
breastfed
teeth,
until I was three.
I last skill, but I think that's why I'm
Did
so intelligent
just,
now.
No, I think I was too smart to be in school, so I was like, I have to fucking leave. Oh. So I was breastfed until I was three, but she obviously had a favourite, or I had a favourite tit. Okay. Like, the mommy's milk was better on one side. So I think her left cup, she used to go into the fucking bra places going ape shit because her left cup wouldn't fit. It was too small, and the right one would be.
Because you rinsed it with your tooth like Mona the Vampire. Yeah.
No, sorry, Kira would be going out for the Johnny Blue and come back in and hopping on her mom's titty.
Yeah, I know. And like, we'd be on holidays and like, we'd be on holidays and I'd be in the kiddies' pool and she'd like go topless at the swim. Oh God, sorry mom if you don't want this in, but I don't care. She'd go to go topless at the swimming pool, take off her bikini top, and I would jump out of the pool and be like, boobies, like at four.
Stem.
Mommy's milk coming at you like a train.
Oh my, do you know what, I'm not going to lie, I just think that people need to stop breastfeeding at a certain age because it starts to get a little bit spooky after a while.
But that's something that my siblings used to mock me over all the time when I was younger. Like, they used to be like, shut up, you were breastfed until you were so old, you had teeth and all, and I used to get so embarrassed by it. Like, so embarrassed. I'd be like, oh my God, like, this is so embarrassing, no one else is breastfed until they're that long. Like, usually it's like, what, 8 to 9 months, and then you kind of start to get
that's why people should stop. Yeah.
My mom wasn't breastfeeding me, she couldn't be able to have a smoke or a drink, would just stop it straight out to the pub I went from the comb.
So I just was like, this is so embarrassing. But then I was like, fuck it, like, if I just say it, no one can use it against me.
Well, no one fucking knew you when you were three anyway, so you're just blabbing that out that you were like Mona the Vampire eating them.
It's a great story though.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to do it to my kids as well.
Oh, Kira down.
No, I probably will. Our kids. So I want like six of them and a few different
six?
Baby daddies anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, perfect.
I would like a selection.
Yeah.
So were you of the percentage of kids that were put on leads?
Oh. No, I actually wasn't. Good. No, okay. I wasn't. I was like... I still am, but I was like really cuddly as a baby, so I didn't do much. I just slept and wanted to be held the entire time, and
that's kind
of translated into my adult life as well. I'm like, just hold me, any man ever.
Really? Yeah. I don't think you'll come across like that.
I'm so cuddly. Like, even I was at a festival there at the weekend, like, I was like to the girls, I was like, can someone please just like give me a snuggle, like a spoon? And like, I was in bed with my friend, not in a weird way obviously, but I like had my leg and my arm wrapped over her, and she'd like push me off her in her sleep. She'd be like, God, you're so fucking annoying, like, you just want to touch people.
Like,
and I'm like,
yeah, skill bag in the girl's back.
No, that's like Charlotte Bourne. I was like, please just let me touch you with my finger. Excuse me,
that's
finger on my skin, get the fuck turn over and get your breath out my face.
If I'm attracted to somebody, I'm like that, but I wouldn't be like that with my friends around.
Would you like, not?
No, I wouldn't be.
Oh no, I'd love
I'd
that.
I'd have to be down bad or like really upset. And actually, when someone touches me,
well, I was
to
give you a head massage.
Really upset.
Oh, people like that, I never understand. Like, I'd literally be like, oh, tickle my arm, play with my hair, like, touch me anywhere.
I have to be in the solid humor. If someone puts their hand on me and I'm not ready for it or I don't want it, I feel like I'm dissolving like a salpidine. Like, me bones and all.
I was
like
that the other night after Glitterbox. We went back to Charlotte's. So I was like, I'm going to sleep. I was like, fuck this shit. Going to sleep. And I'll look at her. She was like, the fucking hand from the Adams family coming up to me head. She's like, no, just shush. I said, like, get your epoxy hand.
Are you like that as well?
Like, I don't mind it, but just get your claw off me head. I'm literally nearly asleep and you have to just...
Yeah.
No,
don't touch me. Like, I'm very personal space. Like I said, unless I'm actually like sexually attracted to somebody.
Because no one touches us anyway.
I'm like, don't do that. And God bless.
Who are you sexually attracted to right now?
Yeah, who?
What?
Who?
What?
Tell us. You definitely have someone.
I don't.
No, I know by your smirk. And you all, we have to blab ourselves out here now. And she's after telling everyone that she's after been soaking the ditty since she's 3 inches.
Yeah, exactly.
The least you can do is tell us someone. Like,
what's
you don't
your top
have to
three?
Say a name.
What's your top three?
Top three?
We were talking about Facebook. Like, what top is your top three? If I wrote on your profile right now and I go top three,
oh,
question
as in
mark.
Like celebrities?
No.
No,
like,
no.
Fellas,
people
you know,
that,
come
yeah,
on, it's
possibly
fun.
In the DMs with. Listen, you're on
no,
the boxing
I
after this, so you're looking to punch your head off of someone. So you're getting yourself ready for something. So who are you texting?
I'm not texting. I swear on everything that's holy.
Go into WhatsApp.
Here's my WhatsApp here now. The only person that's texting me was Charlene today from Ibiza.
Was she? Yeah, because she fucking ignored my voice now, you little nit.
No, it's all women. It is all women. There you go. Thank you, Connie.
Go into archives.
There is no person in archives. Yeah. But not for that reason, because they're a fucking melter and I just can't cope with them. But it's not somebody that I'm onto.
Okay, but they're in archives.
No, they're in archives because they're a melt. But
and if you're listening,
who are you getting with right now?
No one. The last time I got with someone was an ex-XL Brazilian and he done. No, actually it wasn't. That was a different person. He done me back door in. I was like, no, I couldn't be doing that now.
So the first time I saw anything to do with Sean was, I think every single person in Dublin shared this when you posted it, but you in the bath.
What?
This is when.
Sorry, what?
This is the first time I'd ever seen.
Did someone change the nudes?
Oh, was I in the nudes?
No.
Definitely wouldn't have been bad with Lil Willy flowing in that now.
I'm actually starting to cry now. It was a photo you put up on your Instagram and it was you in the bath, I think.
With a bottle of wicked.
With a bottle of wicked in your hand. You go, about to get my hips blown off me or something. And I remember seeing him and being like, oh, that's so a bit of me. I was like, I love that.
No, you'd want to see this photo of me now. I literally about to.
Do you still have it up?
No.
You deleted it.
I possibly had to. Me and a wiki get me hip. How long ago was this, Karen?
This was ages
ago. Because
there's
one that I have in my head and I definitely used an Instagram filter by 17 times for it as well.
Yeah. It was quite filtered.
That was a bit of you back then. Are you all right?
Yeah.
I meant your lifestyle.
Yeah, I was like, that's so funny. I was like, that's so funny to have shared on Instagram and I love that.
Okay, right. I was completely lost there. Thought you wanted a bit of me back then when my tooth was hanging out my head.
Come here to me. Remember you said recently that you...
No, hold on. Why are you bringing it back to me? We have a person on the podcast.
No, because you are in an entanglement. You are in an entanglement and you wouldn't tell me who it was. Are you still in that entanglement?
No, God, no.
Right. Okay.
Maybe just one more entanglement before I go, just to get the back door blown off me one more time. Yeah.
With that person, yeah?
With that person.
And you won't tell me who it is, Kira.
Well, obviously I can't be telling because that's it and that's all.
Are they someone that we'd know?
That's all because they would like to keep that...
Are they in a relationship?
Absolutely close off.
Why did that
answer? I'm going to respect that because it's not my business to say.
Are they straight?
Especially not on a podcast. No.
Are they in a relationship?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Are they well known?
Because he broke my hip several times. So yeah, I'm definitely.
I never stopped you before, love.
Never. Ah! We're not talking about the married man here.
We're talking about the married
man. Actually, speaking of married men, Kara.
Oh.
Posh people love a married person, so
oh
let's
my God,
go.
No. I'm a girl's girl. I wouldn't do that. Okay. I would not do that. No,
I
like available men. I like available men.
She likes gay boys.
I like gay and available.
Kira's the girl that a fella would meet on holidays, right? Lie about his board. She'd find out. She'd ring the girlfriend and be like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I have a story from the festival that I was literally just at. So
I feel like this is you.
Oh, it actually really pisses me off because then it like fucks with my sense of trust with men. So. I'm at Altogether Now with Schweppes. I'm at the Schweppes tent.
Oh, this is just fresh, girl.
Literally just happened. Right. This is one story of hundreds that I have.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm at the Schweppes tent.
5 o'clock.
My legs are absolutely taken off me. I see this. I go to the first aid. There's this doctor there. He's gorgeous. Like, okay. He's absolutely stunning. But anyway, he's like, oh, like this. Firstly, it was a girl looking after me. And he was like, oh, I'll take care of this. And all I had was like cuts on my legs, my welly. So like, it definitely didn't need a doctor. I just needed bandages. So he came over and he was kind of like, oh, I'm going to use like my own personal plasters. And I was like, oh. Well, as opposed to fucking what? Like,
as opposed
I was like,
to what?
Yeah, like what? Okay. So he's putting on the plasters and he's kind of like, he's kind of being like a little bit, we're kind of like chatting. And no, nothing like that. But he was definitely being flirty. And then anyway, I figured out his name because it was on the chart. I looked him up. He had a wife. He had a wife. That was fine. That was just
no
one
GDPR.
Guy. No, to be fair, he did nothing bad.
Yeah,
so I was kind of
yeah.
like, okay, whatever, like that's fine. So then I go back over to the Schweppes tent. There's this other guy that comes over to me. And he's like, oh, what happened to your legs? And I was like, oh, I was just in with this like really hot doctor. And he's like, oh, like I wouldn't go for a doctor if I were you. I said he was really hot. And he was like, I wouldn't go for a doctor. Like they work crazy hours. Like they don't get
all
paid that
much. All I need is a bandage
much.
From me fucking cuts from me hunter.
No, literally, because I said, I did say he was right. Like I was like, that doctor was really hot.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, like don't go for a doctor. Like I only work Monday to
what
Thursday.
The fuck?
I get paid more money. Like blah, blah,
it's like
blah.
A tug of war for
right?
Here,
fucking
Ryan.
Take me out.
Right? Saying all this to me. Then he's like, he's like, what would you do if you fall for a girl at a festival? And I just go, well, I don't know. I wouldn't fall for someone that quickly, so I'm not sure what to tell you to do. And he's like, oh, I just like, I don't know what to do. Like, you're like so good looking, flirting with me, giving it large.
How long were you talking to this man for?
He came over to us. Like, we weren't talking to anyone. We were literally working at Schweppes, and like this group approached us, like started chatting to us anyway. So I was like, Jesus Christ, he is being very, very flirty, like full on as
back
well.
To 50.
He's like, would you rather marry? I'm literally at a festival, like me drinking, trying to have fun, and he's like, would you rather marry for love or for money? And I go, obviously for money. He's like, why? And I was like, because when they cheat on
obviously
you,
obviously for money.
When you cheat on you, you get something out of it. And he was like, no, when you find the right girl, you're never gonna cheat
That's
on them.
A lie.
Like, you wouldn't do that.
That's a lie.
So I get his name, I look him up on fucking Instagram, long term girlfriend, all over his Instagram, posted with her a month ago, and I was like, you're after, if I was single and desperate and like really wanted to get with this guy, I would have been like, oh my god, dream man, he's telling me he's
lapping it up,
like love bombing almost. I've just met him and he's like, what do you do when you fall for someone at a festival and then has a girlfriend, but on his Instagram as well. I was like, why did you accept me if you have a girlfriend?
But this is how brazen they are now.
Brazen.
This is like what I'm finding recently, is that fellas just do not give a singular fuck anymore.
Yeah.
They'll be with their girlfriends. Their girlfriends will be about 2 meters waiting them and they'll still be chancing their arm. I do think an awful lot of it is just like with online culture, is that people are so accessible now and they just see it as fair game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, all these boards are around here, I'm just going to chance my arm, and if it happens, it happens.
They're hoping for a better option that's going
to
bite.
All the time, no matter what, like, fellas are now led to believe that there is always something better and they deserve something better.
Yeah.
That's chronic.
It's so fucked.
Like, the grass is greener where you water it.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, but I just feel like guys don't accept that, though. They're
no,
just like,
they
no.
just think they are entitled to better all the time.
Yeah.
And you're hearing this bullshit coming out of our mouths.
Ian just fucking newly engaged, Sean. Okay. So leave him alone. Ian's not a real man.
What?
Not like that. You know what I mean? He's not a scruff. Like, Ian is very different to what I'm used to.
Don't know Ian outside of this podcast studio.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
Because I very much well know that you don't get up out of that house to go see anyone unless you're going to Norrie to look at the guard at Carbow Cutouts.
Don't. Did you see the car?
That was actually
did you
so
see
funny.
The Carbow
the
coppers.
Speed van one.
So I need you to know.
What the fuck?
The one on the side of the road.
I would.
Little gun and all.
I would so down for that though if I saw it.
I definitely would as well.
There was a news article and it was like asking people in the area about what they thought of the Carbow. And they were like, yeah, it's great. It'd just be nice if they put a real cop on it.
Oh my god, speaking of coppers.
What?
Have
were you with one?
No, oh god, yeah. Oh,
don't talk about the nightclub here because
no,
I'm
no, 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 not the coppers. Or not that one. Have you ever been to Carlow? No, have you ever been to Carlow?
No.
I've been to Carlow for basketball.
I went to Carlow for about 15 minutes one day.
It's a fever dream. I was there for 15 minutes coming home from that festival. It is the weirdest place I've ever been in my fucking life. It's all fictional characters. We were sat at McDonald's and these like 14 to 19 year old guys came over and started like trying to chat us up, and we were like, we just ignored them. We like didn't even engage with them, and it was the weirdest experience of our lives. And especially after a festival, we were like already
just go away, like
fucked, like we smelled so dirty and we were just like, we just want to eat our McDonald's and go home. Like, stop trying to flirt
back
with
to
us. Like, you're 14 as well, like
gosh.
It was bizarre. It was really, really weird.
Yeah, it's just like a little pocket of Ireland, isn't it? It's just a little bit spooky. Mm.
I had two girls as well make up so much shit and lie to me. Oh, like, my second night of altogether, I was ruined by two girls.
Bye.
What?
Two girls that followed me and, like, started making up all this shit. I'm not going to go into, like, full details because there's different people involved. But these two girls came up to me. Oh, I'm kind of annoyed that I'm even giving them the airtime because I know that that's why they did it. But they came up to me and they start being, like, telling me stories about, like, guys that I've been with and what they've done, and like,
you don't know these at all, these people?
Don't know them,
fans.
They know me. Yeah,
fans.
Basically, actually, I would never call
no.
anyone that follows me a fan, but
no,
these girls were fans.
Fan as in a rude way, as in you're that bothered by me. Not people that follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't call anybody like that a fan. I'm saying you are a fan if you're obsessed with my life.
Yeah, it was fan behavior at these two girls anyway, and they started fucking going mad. Like, the stories they were saying to me, I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, had to text people, like, had to get screen recordings, had to get, like, all this different shit.
In the middle of a festival.
Yeah. Oh, I went back to my tent. I was fuming.
How were
I was
you?
fuming. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was making phone calls. I'm in a tent screaming. Like, bear in mind, I'm on a brand trip in my tent with my fucking brand on the tent. And I'm literally like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why did you, what happened here? Blah, blah, blah. All made up. All completely made. Every single thing they told me. They were telling me that someone was sending my posts and my TikToks to them, slating me, being like, she's a fucking loser, she's so cringe, all the shit she posts is so embarrassing.
Even if somebody was doing that, are you going to approach a person and say, did you know such a person is sending? Yeah. I would never in my life do that to anyone because it's so fucking horrible.
But no one wants to know as well if you were talking. Everyone bitches about people. I don't care about that. But like, you don't tell the person. No one wants to hear that.
No.
But like, it was so bad. It was so, so bad. I had to block them both on Instagram.
There's no line as well. I think, again, and we've had this conversation a million times before I got to do it, Instagram. It takes away, like, that boundary. People think they know you just from seeing you on a screen and think they can approach it and talk to you like they know you, talk to you about your life as if they have a clue what you're doing.
Yeah.
When they've no fucking clue what's going on in your life. It just makes it, again, so approachable, so accessible that people think they have a right to you.
That actually is true. People do think that. I even found with you when I went out with you to 37, like, people would just come up to you and be swinging out of you, and it's like, you don't want to be rude because they're people that follow you and you obviously do.
Thanks,
like,
does everyone listen to this? Kira, thanks, Kira.
No, but like, even like when you're trying to have a conversation with someone, I'd be trying to talk to Sean and, like, I'm not joking, we'd be interrupted about 15 times. People are like, can we just get a photo? And it's not like chat. It's not like, hey, how are you? It's just like, can we get a photo? They get a photo and leave. And then I'm like, anyway, what were we saying? It'd take you about an hour to have a 15-minute conversation. Yeah. Like, it was wild. It is. But you'd also, you can't turn around and be like, no, I'm not getting a photo with you.
No.
Like, you can't.
Absolutely not. No. I wouldn't, too. Stop it. I wouldn't.
The first ever podcast. No pics.
Why does she always keep referencing that? Now, I'm fucking sick of it.
I actually did reference that in a TikTok before as well.
Yeah. Well,
I said that.
People just randomly say that to me in the middle of the street. People, I don't know who you are.
I'm so left alone and it's so lovely. But I think
I went to Wexford. Sorry, 1 second for interrupting. You went to Wexford day last week. Now, stayed in, like, it was like cheap, about a dozen, but from Wish, like a little like communal area thing.
Oh,
like,
cute.
Yeah, no, it is. But it's not cute when you have a little 3-year-old up at 6 a.m. screaming, crying, and you're only getting to bed there a few hours ago. Also not cute that you're sharing a bunk bed with someone, but you're on the top bunk, there's no ladder, and then there's sand all over the top of it because whatever lad was staying in it the day before, there was sand everywhere.
Oh, like a bottom of the budgie's cage.
So it's also not cute that my legs have been exfoliating 24/7 in this bed as I'm sitting there. And then it's also not cute that I got spotted on the beach as I'm walking there with a snud and a hood up, being like, Sean, no. I'm in the middle of Wexford.
He just said to me, I wouldn't say no.
I'm in the middle of Wexford. I'm only getting waking up from a nap from the beach. Like, I'm walking to get a burger here. Please, back the fuck up.
And did you say no?
I had
just
no,
like,
service on my phone. And I was like, I can't go anywhere because I'm just, yeah, I got a phone.
You did? Yeah, I knew you
were
going to
go. No, I'm joking. I didn't. Fuck that shit. Keep
you
walking.
He's sitting there saying to me, I wouldn't do that. And there he goes, no.
Back the fuck up.
Yeah, see, nobody asks me for pictures. Nobody comes up and annoys me. I am left well enough alone. I was
talking. Yeah, but they do come up, you love a chit chat anyway, so they'd be grabbed with you for about an hour.
No.
No, they would.
I don't like talking to strangers. And that, and I only said that actually in the last. Yeah, strangers.
That's a liar. That's an awful liar sitting there. She waffles the ears off people now. As much as I do. We do, Carly.
I don't know. No. I can't comment on that one. I don't know.
Everyone that listens to the podcast that are our friends, probably one of them. True or false for Carly to waffle ears off someone alongside me?
Depending on if I want to speak to them, but 90% of the time, if a stranger comes up to me, I don't do small talk. I said this in the podcast Only Gone. I fucking hate small talk. It makes me very, very awkward.
Yeah, it is kind of uncomfortable, isn't it?
Like, so I think I just have one of them heads on me. Like, as much as I'm all smiley and giggly, if I'm walking on my own, people always say, you look like you're going to kill someone. Like, I have that head on me that's like, don't come near me.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Whereas, I used to think you were scary before I knew you.
Oh,
everyone
does.
See, like,
everyone
is that something?
Does.
Ian looked at me there, and I was like, "Is that something I shouldn't have said? Like, is that? Am I just too out there?" He kind of just went like, and I was like, "Fuck! Do I just say things that you shouldn't say?"
No, because it's something that I am so prone to hearing. Like, I've never taken offence to that because it's something that I'm being told since I'm like 14. I always thought, oh my God, you're actually really nice. It's the actually for me that gets me. You're actually so nice, Carly. Are you actually not a bitch? What do you, what? Like, this is the narrative. I, don't get me wrong, in my teens, I was a bastard. I was a bastard. I'd hold my hands up. I was a bollocks. But only to people that fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't as if I was going around being evil to everybody. I wasn't nice to people that I didn't like. Fair enough. But now it's something that I'm very, very used to. Now, Shakira, remember the first time I met you in person?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. She came over and she was talking to me with one of our friends and she was standing in front of me and she was being so lovely and I was like, I'm going to have to stop you for a second.
No, literally.
Because you're being so nice to me and I wanted to punch the head off you. And she was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she like didn't like me at all. That's the first time we met. She was like,
but I told her out straight. She was standing right in front of me being so lovely to me. I was like, I can't stand here and be two-faced.
Wait, hold on. Is there a reason behind it? You just wanted to punch the head off her?
No, there was a reason behind it, but we're not going to talk about it.
Oh, okay, grand. Because I just thought you wanted to randomly start punching
her. We're going to have to tell you after the pod. But
we'll tell you after the pod.
There was a bit of confusion on both sides and I was just like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, I follow you on Instagram, whatever. And then she was like, yeah, I'm going to be honest. Like, I have an issue with you. And I was just like, what? And she like told me everything. And I was like, oh, we have to iron out a few
wires have
here.
Been crossed. Yeah. But Kira, in fairness, turned around to me then and goes, oh, no, I completely see where you're coming from because I'd be the exact same.
Yeah.
I was pissing like, myself laughing. And we got along straight away.
And here we are in the podcast.
But I'd much rather be out straight with a person and honest with a person then stand in front of someone and let on like I'm not out of being biting the back off you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you actually do be like that with a few people that were at an event that you didn't like and get the cold shoulder to. Can't really say who.
What do you mean?
No, I love how you do like you stick to the word.
Oh, no.
Send me a voice notes now, like, she better not turn that corner. she better not walk in my or look
not
in my
you,
direction. No, I hope not.
I'm very solid in my stance that like if I have an issue with somebody or if I have a problem with somebody, I'm not gonna stand there and giggle and have a little laugh with you. Like, I'm not that type of person. I will let you know. And that ain't the hard man, because I'm not saying that like someone would punch the face off me. I know they would, but what I'm saying
me
is
especially.
I'd have to do they mean especially go on yeah good thing no do you know what really frightens me about you, you're that Paris Hilton crazy where you're like that girl you're taking heels off and all swinging them at people
throwing handbags.
You're crazy like you're one of them young ones.
I went through a phase of like throwing drinks over people. It was really bad.
I don't
know
anymore.
No,
this is when I was really young, like, and it's character building. I obviously wouldn't do it now. This is when I was like 17 and I'd only throw them over lads. I would never throw a drink over a girl.
Well then it's okay,
but see, I think if a girl throws a drink over a fella, that's a warrant for a dig in the mouth.
Oh yeah,
in my eyes.
I agree. Yeah,
because well, if
did you ever get
well,
one?
No, a man should never hit a woman. But if they did hit me, I would just be like, fair enough, I deserve
that's
that.
That's what I mean.
But I'd also be like, enjoy your court date, baby.
Yeah,
like I'd bring them straight to court.
I'm not giving the green light for any man to, or anybody to ever actually put their hands on anyone. But what I'm saying is, to ever get girls and they're like, he just hit me. I'm like, no, you had the bounce in the glass off his face. Like, that's why he hit you.
Yeah. Oh, no, Sindes, they were crazy. You were definitely too young for Sindes.
Yeah, I didn't go to
but
Sindes.
That was no, when I've the girls seen, would murder.
I've seen heels being dismantled from people's scalps and all and saying it was great.
Like murder and the stairs, people just pissing themselves as they're just falling down the stairs because it was just wild.
Great. Royal Rumble, great.
I'd love to. We don't have anything like that anymore, really, do we?
No, the
There's
whole place is a joke.
Like
we have Kyle Moore Carton if you want to go up to just drive a car around. Kyle Moore
Carton. He just means as activity wise. That's what you mean. Kira's like, what are you talking about?
That's all we have. And Glenda Locke's really all we have in Ireland.
Now, like the nightclub scene, where do people go now? 22.
I like 37.
No, 37's a ball.
Yeah,
ball.
37 is good fun.
I've not been in 37 in a long time.
And don't bother coming to try to get a photo because you won't get in because the bounce is very mean at the door. So I'm just letting you know to say, is that time?
Remember 37 when we went after...
When you bullied someone to buy everyone shots?
No,
and you came
okay,
back with
this
a tray of baby Guinness like you walked in?
This is such a lie. Like, okay, I don't know what happened, but
I'm dying to go on a night out with this girl in fairness.
No, to be fair, we did have a laugh. But we walked in 37, we're at the bar, and then we went. These people come up to us and they were like, oh, like you guys have to go upstairs. And I was like, oh God, why do we have to go upstairs?
How is this? This is after the awards.
She asks no questions. Yeah. This is what I mean. She could be getting brought to be murdered and she'd be like, let's go, girl.
No, but I was like, why are we getting brought upstairs right now? So then I realized that they were like putting us into a like makeshift VIP area. So I was like, oh, fucking deadly. Don't mind it. Like, we'll go
away
up,
from
so.
Everyone. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Because it was mayhem downstairs. Like, it was so fucking busy. So it's me, you, and Charlene, wasn't it?
Ah, oh, that girl was. She should have been in bed 4 hours previous.
She,
that
she was like, she was hanging on by a thread.
I love when she reaches that level of drunk, cause she makes.
Do
me.
You? Yeah, because she kept telling me our sister was going to collect her. Our sister was comatose from 9 o'clock because she's clearly pregnant, was she not? And she's like, my sister's outside. No, she's not. So she's sitting there with a cowboy hat on, and she's just like this.
She actually wobbling kept saying side that. To side. And then she would like turn. So Sean was kind of starting to sober up now. He was like, okay, no, like I have to bring Charlene home. And Charlene would turn to me and be like, I'm going to tell him that my sister's here, but we're going to stay out. And I was like, no, like, you have to go. You have to go. It was so fucking.
I'm just trying to look out for my friend and sober up to bring her home. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, she is a brat. And you know what? See this little cutie girl thing she has gone? That's a bollocks.
Ah, no, she is a cute girl.
Oh, she is cute, but she's a bollocks. A bald brat.
No, it was so. No, you know when you're just so drunk, but you want. You know you have to go home. Like, you know you're too drunk to stay out. And your friend's looking after you and they're like, come on, we're going home. But you're like, I'm just not. So she wanted to just go. Yeah.
It was like something from Coyote Ugly. She arrives with a tray of fucking shots and I was
someone
like, hold on a minute.
Someone came over to me and was like, oh, you've been bought shots. What do you want?
She didn't drop them.
I didn't buddy anyone to get me shots. Some guy just came over. Some fucking bartender came over to me and was like, oh, like you guys have all been bought shots. What do you want? And I was like, baby Guinness, like straight away. Couldn't think. And then he was like, how many of you are there? And I was like, six. So he just brought over six shots of baby Guinness. But I don't know who they were from, who bought them or why we got them.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's pretty girl privilege like? Because I've never experienced it. No, let me be so out straight. I don't experience pretty girl privilege because I'm not conventionally good looking.
Because you're only you in the George.
That as well. you are a very attractive girl, very obviously attractive girl. What is it like? Because I know you experience pretty. This isn't an offense. I hope you don't take it.
You're calling me pretty, so I'm kind of confused.
I really don't mean it offensively. Do you, like, what's it like?
I don't think it's necessarily like pretty girl privilege. I think it's like confident girl privilege. Like, I walked into 37 as if I owned it, didn't I? Like, I walked in and I was like, hi, three drinks, please. Like, you just have to walk in. Like,
and we still don't know who bought the shots.
We still have no idea who bought. They could have been spiked for all we know.
With this, can I ask you a question?
You're going to ask anyway. Come on. I'm only joking. Love you so much, baby.
Very tired. Is it more so? Is it a confidence thing, or is it? Do you fake it till you make it, or is this just how you feel in your everyday life? Like, is this?
Not every day. Like, I obviously do myself up to feel the best I can. Like, I'll push my tits up to my collarbones and like say Hail Mary and hope for the best. So like, it's not like, but it is. It's definitely a confidence thing. You have to be delusional, right?
I agree with you. I completely agree.
I know. There's no fucking way I'm going to be the best looking girl in the room. There's no way. Like, there's going to be prettier than me. There's going to be someone funnier.
But there always is. Oh, yeah, there always everybody. Is.
So I just have to say, in my mind and the way that I view the world, that I am the prettiest girl. That I'm going to be the funniest. I'm going to be the prettiest. And you just kind of exude that then. Like, I'd walk in and I'd be like, thanks, that was a big word. I walk in somewhere and I'm like, why wouldn't I be the most confident person in this room right now? Like, why wouldn't I be? Because I could compare myself to all the unreal looking girls. But that's just going to make me feel shit about myself and I'm not going to be as confident then.
Did you always feel like that, or is this something that you worked on, or was this just always your mindset? Were you ever insecure to the point that like it would have bothered you, or was this always the way your head was?
This is a bizarre question. I'm loving it.
I have definitely been insecure. No, I've definitely, like, I've felt.
No, because Kira's known for like that whole outward personality. Kira's known for being confident. Like, you're known for being that girl. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I'm very interested in like the brain work. I think it's I think it's very important for girls to feel this way about themselves. Yeah. But in this day and age and in our culture at the minute, it's very rare that girls are confident. That's why I'm so fascinated.
Well, I do a lot of,
doesn't give one fuck about anything.
I do a lot of things to protect my peace as well. Like the confidence thing, there's things that I would avoid doing so that I don't not feel confident. So like, for example, I wouldn't know any of my ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, or current boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. I'd never look them up. I'd never do that to myself because, like when the girls are like to me, oh, like, my ex just got with someone new. Look how gorgeous she is. Like, what the fuck, blah, blah. And, like, my first thought is, like, why would you have done that to yourself? Like, why would you have looked up that girl? Why would you want to compare yourself? Like, I just wouldn't compare myself to anyone.
Would you do that, Carly?
I compare. Yeah, like, why?
You would look them up, or you would look them. You would look them up.
Of course I would. But that's a very, see the way Kira was after saying that, my brain is after going, oh my God, that's mad. Because any girl that I know does it. So for horse to be fair, and say that she protects her peace that way. That's admirable, because it's not a regular answer you'd get.
Because we were only talking about it at the festival, and it was me and three of the girls, and three of them were like, I'm not going to like her, it's weird, you're the only person we know that does that. Like, we'd all be looking
at the first time I've ever heard a girl say that they don't do that.
Well, all the guys are just friends with each other, so clearly I just have to meet them at one side. Someone,
oh shit,
this is my ex.
That community is so much smaller though. It's
awful. It is, especially.
But then again, Dublin's so small. Someone knows someone who knows someone. Like,
every fella is either riding a friend, a cousin, someone. Like, no, it's true. Everybody is after being involved. No matter who you meet in a fella, they were with someone you know, or they were with someone belonging to you, or they were with someone around you.
Yeah.
There's like, Dublin is fucking minuscule.
It's so small. So I can only imagine how small the gay community is. I'd say it's 100 times worse.
Awful.
It is.
Can't wait to go to Sydney and get me hip broken several days over.
Do you like Australian boys?
What? I don't. Yeah, well, they're all massive because clearly I'm on Hinge, but my location is where I'm supposed to be living when I land there. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just at home visiting VRB in October. Lies.
Shut up. Have you been texting like anyone dates like...
They're all massive.
Really?
Yeah, someone's real estate, and like, he's real estate all over Ireland and all. Ireland, fucking Australia. But like, he's like, oh yeah, just going down here for the weekend to like try to do this and all. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm looking at his profile, and it's just massive.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Just in my mom and dad's
house
down the coast, you know, on the beach, because I'm going to work from home for the next 2 days. I'm like, yeah, same. I'm probably going to be doing my 88 days somewhere in the back ass of nowhere getting chased by snakes. You enjoy the beach at your mass.
And do you
WhatsApp and all, I'm on to WhatsApp button now.
Do you usually use dating apps in Dublin as well?
I'm like, no, Tinder is just a load of pipe.
It's
a load of pipe. But
would you use Grindr or no?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. You have to see who's flying in. Hello, motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And have you like gone on dates from that?
One or two, yeah, but it's just clearly a fail because clearly I'm so single.
But do you want to be in a relationship?
Yeah, I'd like to be. No, maybe when I'm settled in Australia. That's what I keep saying. I'm probably not even going to touch Australia. Probably going to get to Vietnam for a week and be like, I'm on the way home. I'm poisoned from a scorpion. Getting airflow back to Dublin.
I think you're really going to surprise yourself.
I'm just going to go over now because I am panicking. I can't really talk about it because I'll end up crying because I'm leaving everyone. It's going to break me heart. But I just have to go over here with an open mind frame because... Yeah. Fuck that shit, because of all these TikToks keep putting me on the side of Australia where people are like, oh, Australia is not what it's supposed to be when you get here. Fuck off.
But
coming up on my FYP, please.
That's mindset as well. Like, that's how people feel when they're not, like, you're obviously going to have fun. You're going to know people over there.
Yeah.
That's people who are going over with genuinely no one that they know.
Yeah, very true, actually.
You're going to know people over there.
Very true,
Kara,
thank you. And that's, I never thought of that in the background.
And
like,
you also
dude,
haven't thought about
anyone.
The fact that you're you as well. Like, you're not a shy, not confident person who can't just walk in somewhere and start talking to someone and make friends.
No pics, a little mix still in Sydney, guys, if you're listening.
No, but you'd be able to walk in and just make mates with people. Like, that wouldn't be an issue for you. Yeah. Like, I'm sure a lot of people go over there and they're maybe not as confident or a bit shy.
Yeah, no,
and
like then, properly. Like, the only thing is that I'm going to from Bali to Sydney by myself, whereas Nadine's going from Bali to Melbourne, and then the rest of them that we're with, which is like three more people, they're going to be travelling Philippines.
Okay.
But like, that's the only thing I have to do is just the airport by myself, which is 3 hours.
That's fine.
So it's like I'm going to fucking where's the 3 hour
Spain,
flight?
Like.
Or Paris or something like that, you know what I mean? And then when I land, either Sinead Hegg is going to collect me in her car.
Yeah.
Or else Ash and Cassie that I'm going to be living with.
So you fully
with.
Have
so
it's a friend group over
just,
there.
Oh, no,
all I have to do is just fly.
There,
so it's not that bad, but I need to maybe change the topic because I'm going to get sick. Oh.
No, you're going to be fine. You just need to do like exposure therapy to it. Talk about it, think about it. You're going to be fine. Like, the more you try push that out of your head, the more it's going to scare the fucking
no,
shit out of you.
No, little going away drinks is next Saturday. That's flu in. No, there's no need for that now. No need.
That is scary. I'm glad you actually brought that up because I didn't remember when it was.
Thank God, because I'm about to let everyone remind today. Reminders, voice notes everywhere.
Right, okay.
Kara's like, where is this?
I was just like, I'm grand. Well, anyway.
Well, either way, no, but yeah, I just think you're going to surprise yourself so much. That's all I keep on saying. Like, people are saying to me, and I'd be honest with you, people are like, do you think he's really going to go? I'm
no.
Like, of course he's
going. I keep thinking
going.
I'm not going to go. So again, if you do see me still here on the 6th September, mind your business.
Yeah, I go.
You definitely will go. And even if you want to come, go. And
no, I know.
If he wants to come
it.
Home after fucking Vietnam, if you want to come home after a week in Vietnam, come home. There's no...
Will you collect me?
Of course I will.
Brilliant.
I think people put a lot of pressure on it though, that you have to go, you have to do a year, you have to go to the farms, you have to enjoy it, you have to do this, that. If you don't enjoy something, why waste your time doing it? Like,
for the sake of everybody fucking else, I only had this conversation with a friend of mine recently. Living your life to please others is actually
miserable. Fuck that shit.
Oh my God.
You drain yourself
to
death.
That's what I'm saying. You really will.
Run down to fuck.
Make yourself ill. Do you know what I mean? And then... people that don't set boundaries with people, when they do start setting boundaries with people, they're then considered selfish. Do you know what I mean? So you can't win or lose in the situation. if you're selfish, you're an arsehole. If you don't do anything for yourself, well, then you're not living happily. So
yeah, no, you're gonna you're going to thrive over there. You know, when you do a live show and right before you go on the stage, you could shit your pants, puke all over the place.
Feeling in the
we
world.
Actually didn't do a live show, so you can look at into that because
oh,
we never got to do a
Everybody
live
was
show.
Asking where we at? We're not going to have a live show.
Well, you will maybe when you're back. We'll see.
No. So anywho, moving on.
But that feeling beforehand.
When I've done the girls one, that's what I was like.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling ever. Yeah. You actually think you're going to die. And then you get out there and you're like,
everyone's here for me.
Why the fuck did I feel like that? Yeah. That's exactly how you're going to feel once you get to Australia.
Thanks, baby.
You're going to have the best time ever.
Please tell me you definitely have an embarrassing sex story. Let's go.
Oh, I love the way we're just on to this now. This is it.
I'm wrapping up now in a minute. I'm hungry.
My embarrassing sex story. Okay, yeah. It's kind of like it's kind of an embarrassing like date. I think I have so many embarrassing sex stories, but I have like a really embarrassing like date.
All
story.
Of my sex stories are embarrassing.
Right, go on.
Yeah, no, the shit that happens, but no, that sounds really bad. Like, I do really weird shit. I don't.
You definitely care. I don't care what anyone says. You're one of them.
Stop it.
You've been up to bits.
Stop. Calm around.
She has been.
I feel like people, because I talk a big talk, I feel like people are like, oh yeah, she's fucking
No, she just
BDSM.
Wants a cuddle and a scratch on the arm. That's all.
Yeah.
Do you reckon
I'm
vanilla?
No.
No, she's not.
No, I'm not vanilla, but I'm not like whips and all. Like.
Why not?
I just wouldn't be into that.
No? Oh, no gimp masks are at hand. Fine.
No, will you let her tell her embarrassing sex story? Don't be listening to her now.
I won't be.
Can you imagine her going around with a smoky and a gimp mask on? Now, fuck off, will you?
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, is what I'm saying. Exactly. Don't even, a rumour is better than the truth.
Well, let her tell her story and then maybe she could.
You stop starting on me today.
I'm not starting on you today, but while listening to our embarrassing sex story, please care for the 18th time.
Right, so this guy that I am getting with at the time, he's bringing me on a date in his car. So like we all know what the crack is there. Oh. I'm not with him or anything like that. It's COVID times. So it was...
Oh my, how dare you?
What?
COVID times?
Yeah, it was
COVID. Breaking the law.
So, well, no.
Look at him now.
He was in like my little circle at that point. But he was in my circle at that point. Like he was one of the six people I'd see or whatever. So we all went to this pub and it was outdoors. Like it was... outside, I don't know what I'm trying to fucking say. It was an outside pub anyway.
Yeah, right.
And no, I'm talking shit. Like, I'm actually talking shit. So it's my whole family there. Like, it's my mom, my auntie, my brother, my best friend, her fella, and your man comes down anyway. But we end up having a ball, and I'm like, I don't really want to leave now, but like, I also like do want to go with him on that date. So he's never met my family, and I walk up to the car, pissed, and I'm like, do you want to just come into the pub? And he's like, what, did you not just say like your brother-in-law is there? And I was like, yeah, but like just come, like we'll just say that we're like friends or whatever, like it's fine. So he ends up coming down, that's fine. I end up fucking off to the other side of the canal because we're drinking like on one side of the canal. I fuck off to another group of lads over the other side of the canal, leave him with my family that he's just met. He gets on fine, to be fair. He's good crack, like, so he was like whatever. So I fuck off with my best friend, so we left her boyfriend and the guy that I'm seeing with my parents, and then me and her fuck over to a group of lads, and we're chatting to them for about an hour. So they had drink over there that they were feeding us, like bottle of vodka and all. So
they were feeding the eyes squinting and all.
We get absolutely polluted over the other side, like through all these bushes and all. So I come back over to the other side and I am polluted. I fall into the canal on the way.
What?
Sorry?
I fall into
like
canal.
Up to your neck, like.
No, not up to my neck, to be fair. I mean, all over my arse. I'm wearing white booty shorts and like and a little fucking blue shirt, and it's covered in muck. Fallen down.
Smell of sewage.
You had to jump over these little stones, but I jumped over and missed, and then like fell straight in on my back. So I walk back over, locked, hair's a mess, like dirt all over me. Walk over to him. Puke everywhere.
On him.
Sick everywhere. Not on him, thank God. Just missed him. I'm like violently throwing up. I'm not okay. I'm fucked. So then my mom is also drunk at the time, so she's like, right, we're going back to your auntie's. And I'm like, no, please just bring me home. Like, she's like, he can't drive home, he's after drinking, so we have to go back to your auntie's. So we end up going back anyway, and that was fine. I don't know, the next morning I woke up, I got with him in my auntie's house.
No.
I'm actually telling this story and no one knows this. I actually got with him that night in my auntie's house when, or that morning.
That night?
No, that morning.
I was getting sick of you. It smelled like a sewer drop.
I'm sure you had a wash, didn't
I? Didn't. Okay. No, I didn't. Okay. I had gotten sick for my head was in the toilet bowl the entire fucking night. He was up drinking with my whole family. They all loved him. They were like, he's the best crack ever. You have to start going out with him. They stay up until about 6 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was getting sick the whole fucking night. He comes into me in the front room. I can't move. Like, I have a fucking ice pack on my head and like Millen Salpidine, like, can't move. And then I end up getting with him in my auntie's house. My little cousin's inside the door and is like, what's going on inside that room? Right.
I
actually can't believe I'm telling this part of the story. This is the part of the story that I usually leave out. But anyway, that was fine. So that all happened. It was a fucking shit show. And then my uncle, who's a guard, texts my auntie the following week and was like, hey, do you know that guy that Kira had back to the gaff the other day? And she's like, yeah, oh my God, I love him so much. Yeah, why? Yeah, he's actually in a cell here. Oh, yeah, he had gotten arrested and I had brought him back to the house and it was so embarrassing and they heard me have sex with him.
And can I ask what he was done for? Absolutely.
I think he was done for...
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I texted him after he was...
Homicide, let's start a rumour.
It was... it was COVID, so everyone was drinking
Did
in...
Did he leave his 5K?
No, everyone was drinking in Stephen's Green.
Right.
And I think that he kicked a ball towards guards and then I think they said something to him. They were like, go back, you have to go back home, and I think he told them to fuck off or
Wild
something.
As
yeah.
a shot.
Yeah, and then it kind of turned a bit south and he ended up getting locked up.
Did you go and rescue him? Bail him out?
Fuck, no.
Have you ever seen him again?
He didn't even bring me on a date, no.
Well, to be fair, you did bring him to your family. You left him in there. You went across the canal to all these men with all the bushes and everything around you. Got drunk, fell into the canal. You were like Donatello from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, smelled like sewage coming over to him.
Yeah.
And then you had sex with him.
Well, he obviously wanted to, like.
Yeah, definitely.
He's worse now. I would have been like, get in there and wash yourself.
I know.
I would have boiled the kettle.
I didn't even brush my teeth, like.
Oh. Ah, no. And on that note, Kira, we love you. Thanks so much for coming in last minute today.
Am I the only one that's going to tell an embarrassing
story? Oh, 110%. I have a caption to get across to be approved by 5 o'clock. It's currently 4:43. We have to go. Carly has boxing.
I have to go. Brilliant.
I've just outed myself.
Ian has physio for his back from when he got run over. Oh.
And that is that. Are you right? No. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Plans going forward. What's the story? Podcast. You still
podcast. What's the name of our podcast?
Rent Free.
Very good.
Thanks.
I'm still doing the podcast, yeah.
Yeah. And any more live shows coming up?
Yes, we're doing one on the 1st and 2nd of December where I tell more shit about myself.
Have you got a location or is that to be confirmed?
We're going to do it in the Sugar Club this time.
Yeah.
I prefer the Sugar Club. Love it.
Ian, don't keep nodding your head. That's been brilliant for you because you didn't box you get as
we
a live
got
show.
We never a live show.
Shut the fuck up. You're rich. Don't even cut this.
Next time before we all murder each other.
And thanks for listening to our TED Talk.
Bye.
Motherfuckers.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.